boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
It was a weird day at work before work even started because I texted Taylor in all capital letters saying, I need you to listen here first. Before you come to work, you need to go to the bathroom.
That is 100% true. You did. Thank God you did.
Because our water got shut off. Not because we forgot to pay the bill. But because I think there was a water main break down the road. All I know is there's a huge hole. That's rumor has it.
Oh, I was like, I haven't seen the hole. I haven't either.
Loretta says there's a huge hole down there. I'd like, you should do that for your Taylor window update. Can you go down the road and tell me about the hole?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, great.
Don't let me forget because okay. I'll really do it.
Okay, deal.
I got to drive though. I'm not walking. It's
okay,
too
deal.
Cold.
I'll totally let you do that for a Taylor window update.
Great.
But yeah, so they shut off obviously all the water because I don't know what happens if they kept the water on.
Obviously,
water be spewing
like
everywhere.
Like a geyser out of this alleged hole.
Yeah, so they turned the water off, which meant we couldn't use water. Which means we couldn't flush the toilet. Well, I don't know what happens if you flush the toilet, but we couldn't. But you tell me that. That's what I got told immediately. And as soon as I walked in, and then ever since I got told that, I couldn't stop thinking about going to the bathroom. I didn't need to go.
Yeah.
But every single second I was like, wait a minute, do I need to go? I think I need to go. Do you need to go? Waterfalls, waterfalls, waterfalls.
Yeah.
That's just every second. I didn't need to go, but I did every second. I was like, I think you might need to go. When was the last time you went? And it was like every second.
I was fine because you told me, and luckily I was at Target before I came into work. So I was like, okay, I'll make sure that I take care of business before I come into work. But then once I got here and I knew that it was off, every time I took a drink of my water, I'm a big water drinker, okay?
Same.
I was like slapping myself. Like, why are you doing this?
Uh-huh.
Stop it.
Uh-huh.
Don't drink water if you can't use the bathroom effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Quit doing that. And then I even saw you one of the times getting up and walking past my office and you go, well, dang it. I was going to fill up my water bottle.
And then I forgot you couldn't do that.
So we didn't have any running water.
You know what I did? I just kept walking around the building trying to distract myself. I thought if I stood still, it would make me have to go. But if I just kept walking, my body couldn't tinkle itself. That was my thought.
Did it work?
It worked.
Oh, good.
But then eventually you have to go.
Right. And luckily now the water's back on.
So I heard. Have you heard the rumors though?
No.
One bathroom here works. The other one, you flush it, dirt comes up.
What?
Yeah, you haven't heard the rumors?
No, rumors I haven't left my office all day.
Okay, well, see, because I've been walking around trying to keep things down.
Shoot.
Or not keeping things down. That's the rumors. One toilet does work. The other one, dirt comes up.
Okay, well, I've been using the one and it's been fine.
Don't go to the other one.
But that's the one I usually go to during the show.
Don't
so
do it.
I'm going to have
dirt
to take
comes
a,
up.
A long walk, I guess. What?
Yeah, keep it in or go for a really long walk.
Interesting. Okay, I guess we'll see what happens this afternoon.
That's the toilet drama at Z102.9.
Never thought that's a sentence I would ever hear.
I got a text from my dad. Well, this morning at 12:05 a.m. I don't know why he's
up late.
Yeah, he is. He said, Google Squid Games and you can play Red Light, Green Light.
So you told me this a little bit ago and I did it. You can, in fact, play Red Light, Green Light.
Uh-huh. Did you die?
Well, here's the thing.
Was player Taylor eliminated?
Kind of.
Oh,
you're
man.
Given, like, six players.
Okay.
And they're all you, but they move at different speeds. You can't control that. There's just a circle to go.
Okay.
And an X to stop moving.
Okay.
And then the little doll thing turns around, and you got to stop. So I lost two team members.
Oh, my God.
Well, the first one is because I didn't know how to make them go.
Okay. And well, so we can give you the benefit of the doubt on that one, I guess.
And then the last one, I literally lost as they were trying to cross the finish line.
That one's got a sting.
It did. It did sting. So I don't think that is my game. That is not
Red Light, Green Light?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think they'll have more? Like Google's going to come out with more games?
That would be cool.
Which one do you want to see next?
I can't remember the name of it, but I keep seeing people on TikTok trying it. The one where you have like six dice and you have to like toss them and catch them.
Not, that's not for me.
I don't think I could do it in real life, but maybe virtually.
Really?
On Google. Yeah, why not? I want to try on there.
I don't think I could do it virtually or in real life. I still don't understand the game. I got lost every single time. I think you're supposed to toss one, then you're supposed to toss two, and I still got lost.
You should, now you'll be on that side of TikTok because
it heard me.
Because it heard you, and just by watching so many people do it, I now understand it. I haven't tried it.
I should. You should. I got dice. You want to bring some dice?
I'd be really bad at it.
I'll bring some dice, and then we'll see if you die.
Who's going to kill me?
I will. I'll bring a Nerf gun.
Oh, my God. Okay, I still would rather try it on Google first, I think.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The people on TikTok are preparing for the worst right now. And that is if TikTok gets banned.
In 5 days? Isn't it the 19th?
It is the 19th, allegedly. If that really does go through and we can't have TikTok anymore.
Are we picking where we're going
where
next?
Where are we going?
MySpace. No, it's still not.
Not quite the same.
Don't tell me Instagram.
No.
Don't tell me YouTube Shorts.
No.
Me Facebook Reels.
No. None of the above.
Don't tell me Snapchat.
No, it's an app that I know you don't have on your phone.
Oh, thank God.
So
where are we going?
What I've seen a lot of people talking about, and it is actually number one on the App Store under like the social category, it is a Chinese-based app, which is called Red Note. That's the English translation. So I downloaded it. Because I wanted to see what it's all about. What you should know is obviously it's Chinese based. So it originally is in Mandarin. Like it is all written out in Chinese. But if you download it on the App Store, since you're in the US, it automatically translates it to English, which is nice. What I like so far, this is me just giving you a review, by the way.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to sign up for an account. So I downloaded it, but I have not signed up for an account yet. But you can still see videos that people are posting. Oh. It's basically the same as TikTok, where you have a trending page and you scroll through.
That looks identical to TikTok.
There's comments, there's likes. I mean, it is like exact. What's really cool, though, is like on your explore page, which is like your for you page, you can sort it by channel. Like you can look at fashion or cosmetics or game, dance, photography. Like you can sort it, which I don't think you can really do on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
So if you're like, oh, I want to watch stuff about painting, you click on that and then you start seeing stuff about painting, which is really cool. So I did a little bit of scrolling earlier to see like, what are people on here posting about? It's a lot of American people being like, hi, I'm new here. Just dropping in. Thanks for letting us be part of your app. And it's a lot of people making friends. I saw somebody on TikTok last night saying that they have made like a full on friend. They're like, oh, my gosh, we want to visit each other. Like,
wow.
I've seen a lot of American people trying to learn Mandarin so that. Because, you know, translations don't always work exactly.
No.
They're like learning Mandarin slang so that they can make friends with people on this app. It's actually pretty cool so far. So that's the one that I've been seeing the most of. We'll see what happens after January 19th, if people are going to stay on this app or
pick a different one.
Is TikTok going to live? I don't even know.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'll be interested to see what happens.
So I guess download it if you want or wait it out and see what happens to our girl TikTok.
I don't know what's gonna happen. I don't think it's gonna happen.
I'm not deleting
TikTok until they tell me to delete TikTok, but I don't think good things are gonna
happen. It's not looking great.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
My time has come. I feel like I am getting payback on you, Destiny. Sweet. Sweet revenge.
Okay.
One thing about Destiny is that she is always asking me to make her things.
Yeah.
Desserts, crafts, paintings, you name it. And you know what? I am making a list of sourdoughs that I want you to make me,
oh,
baby.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. Destiny started her sourdough journey about a week ago. She brought me a slice of Glinda. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, you got my daughter Glinda yesterday.
First loaf.
So I gave Lady J a slice today, which I haven't heard anything, so I hope she's okay.
Oh, I thought it was good. But now that I know that you're doing it, you did offer. You're like, oh my gosh, if you want any part of Glinda to like take and have your own starter, I'm more than happy to. She's growing and thriving. No. No.
You don't want
to? No. I now have a sourdough friend. Okay? I get all the benefits of having sourdough without having to do the work.
It's like a boat friend.
Exactly.
You don't have to do the maintenance. You just get to go out on the 4th of July.
Exactly. I don't want to feed the thing. I don't want to weigh the thing. I don't even have a food scale. I don't have the things. I don't really care to. I think it's interesting, and I want to support you on your journey by eating your loaves.
Okay. What's your order?
Well, so yesterday, I believe it was also yesterday, I sent you a Funfetti loaf that I'd like you to make.
Yeah.
And then last night I didn't send
and you told me one that you want to do, which is a pepper
parmesan and cracked black pepper.
Uh-huh.
Because again, I
which
keep
by the way
these.
I would like to let you know the order that you're in my sourdough journey. The next one, which is going to happen this weekend, is just a plain cheddar one.
That's fine.
The next one after that is mine that I'd like to do, which is going to be a dessert. I don't know what it is, but it's going to be a dessert. Then after that, you can then go in that order.
That's fine. I'll take it whenever.
Okay.
Because I don't have to make it. That's the whole point of
this.
Then
after that, it could be whatever order you want. I should start an order, like, process.
And I don't expect a whole loaf. If you want to keep it, you go right ahead.
Well, yeah. I'm keeping it. You're going to get a couple of slices.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, great.
I'm just making sure we're clear here.
Well, we're very clear.
Last night, I didn't send it to you because it was kind of late. And I was like, well, I'll explain myself tomorrow.
Oh, God, here we go.
This girl made a dill pickle sourdough loaf. And I need that in my life. I'll buy the inclusions. I don't even care. I'll send you $5 to get a jar of pickles to put in my loaf. But I want you to make it.
Okay, that's going to stink up my house.
Yeah, that's, again, why you're the sourdough friend.
Oh, my God.
I don't have to do the work.
Nor stink up the house.
Nor do I have to stink up my house. That's your job now.
What all is in that? Just pickles?
No, it was like...
Is it actual pickles or just
dill? No, she sliced up some pickles. There was Havarti dill cheese in it, which sounds amazing. And then maybe something else. I can't remember. Maybe just dill seasoning.
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know. I'm going to send you the video.
I would also like a little bit of like compensation for this, because not only do I have to do all this, I have to fight off the demons in my house, which are the animals.
I told
because
you, I'd buy
Fat Mochi. I saw him. Literally, we have lids. We've been putting the bread in containers. I heard last night, and I'm like, what is that? That sounds like the container lid. Mm. I go out to the kitchen. Sure enough, Fat Mochi's like, I want bread. Bread. Mm. I want some bread.
And me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll buy the inclusions or I'll chip in for it. But also, this is why it's revenge, because how many things have I made you? Oh, I want you to make Oreo balls for Christmas. Oh, I want you to make Christmas tree balls. So
I did put in a lot of requests.
My day has finally come. Thank you very much, sourdough friend.
I think Neighbor Man's video game addiction is about to affect our relationship and us financially in the next coming weeks.
That's worrisome.
I know. I'm very, very concerned. But let me explain. He has been playing this game on VR. I don't really know a whole lot. It's called Hot Dogs and something else after that.
Pardon?
Hot Dogs and blah, 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 blah. I don't care to remember the rest after that, but it definitely says Hot Dogs. And yes, there are little hot dogs that run around. But to me,
I have so many questions. Okay. You're not going to have answers. Continue.
What?
What? That's my first question.
Yes.
What?
And people love it, the game.
Okay.
It's on VR. Don't ask me too much more other
continue.
Than
continue.
You're going to look it up, aren't
yeah,
you?
I'm going to do some Googling, but I'm listening.
He's been playing that lately. And okay, so apparently there's been tournaments for this hot dogs and whatever game.
Hot dogs, horseshoes, and hand grenades?
Yes.
Stop it right now.
That's what he's been That's what he's been playing. And there's little hot dogs that run around. And they don't look like hot dogs. I'll tell you that right now.
They got suits on.
Mm-hmm.
And sunglasses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that does not matter. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, okay. So he's been playing that, right? And okay, so apparently this game has been around for a while, and every year they put on tournaments for it, okay? And you can compete in said tournament and see if you're the best of the best, okay? The last like 2 years, they haven't been putting on the tournament because I don't know, for some reason they just couldn't, okay? They're going to do it this year. It's back and everyone's so freaking excited about it. Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
So he's also excited. He said he wasn't going to compete in it because he hasn't played the hot dogs and horseshoes and who cares. Okay.
Sure.
He hasn't played it in a while, so he wasn't going to compete. He was just going to be like a commentator in like,
oh,
and being like an MC or some sort and be like, Taylor just took down a hot dog. How awesome. You know, like
play by play.
Exactly. Okay. That's what he was going to do in this tournament. Okay. Well, as of last night, and he's been saying this entire time. This morning, he tells me, well, you know, I've been playing, and like, you know, the last couple times I've been playing, I've been ranked number 20. And he means like 20 overall of all the people who play hot dogs, horseshoes, and whatever.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to compete.
Oh, wow.
Which, this tournament takes a whole month. It's multiple people who play and have to get through a bracket style.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So every weekend, neighbor man's going to be competing in horseshoes and I don't honestly
care
anymore.
Hot dog, horseshoes, and hand grenades.
And I don't care.
Wow.
So I'm going to lose him to this stupid game. Mm-hmm. He's going to be playing. So he played for like 10 hours yesterday. He's been playing since like 11 o'clock. He's probably going to play till 10 o'clock tonight. Taylor, the look you're giving me is the look I give him. I love the dedication and the passion, but what?
Here's the thing. Okay, he's going to do it whether you like it or not.
I know.
So I say.
Now he needs new equipment. I know he's going to want new computer to make sure he's like gaming software is up to date, you know, so he's ready for this tournament.
Right.
And so we're going to like have to buy a whole new gaming computer.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
There goes our relationships and our finances.
No, see, you could, but I think that you should lean into this.
Why? To horse shoes and hot dogs and I don't care.
I think you should go, you know, like every girl at some point was like, oh, I just want to be like a girlfriend of a sports player. Because how fun would it be? I think you need to do that for this stupid hot dog game, okay? You got a cricket machine. I need you to make t-shirts.
What?
I need you to make a playlist. I need you to come out with a workout regimen.
What?
Maybe some hot dog appetizers. I don't know.
Why?
Because why not? If he's going to do this, you might as well make fun of it.
And then I'm going to come on the radio every day and be like, yeah, my boyfriend. He's like number 3 in the hot dog game.
And everybody's going to think you're lying and you're not.
So I just showed you that neighbor man has been, well, streaming on Twitch for the last 2 minutes. 2 minutes. No, I wish. The last 2 hours and 46 minutes and 32 seconds of hot dogs, horseshoes, and I don't care.
Hand grenades.
Thank you. And I wanted you to see the game.
Here's the thing. My boyfriend Curly is nerdy, okay? Uh-huh. He plays some nerdy stuff. That's on another level.
Of nerdy? Uh-huh.
The hot dogs, believe it or not, are the things that you kill in the game.
Uh-huh. Because I wanted you to see what it was like. So you got to watch neighbor man just kill a hot dog.
So when that happened, it looked like mustard, like came out of it. That was my first question. Like, oh, is that like the funny thing? Because we're talking about hot dogs right now that are being killed in this game. So I think that's a valid question. Is it hot? Is it mustard coming out of the hot dog?
So I then chimed in on this chat because he can see me chiming in on the chat. And he said, yeah, that really is mustard coming out of the hot dog. Like, that's their blood, I guess.
Very interesting. I wonder, like, is there different levels? Or is that, like, level one? And the really bad guys have, like, ketchup?
And then do relish cook guys?
Yeah, the really bad guys have relish.
You know, I have questions, too, now.
Well, also, where are the horseshoes?
I saw
zero horseshoes.
I did ask, where do the horseshoes come into play? And he avoided that question.
Maybe it's a secret.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't need to know anymore. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life.
You're not going
to
play the game.
You know what? I think I will pass on that.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
This Taylor Window Update is not in studio. Instead, Taylor has actually left the studio. She's giving it to you live in her car.
Yes, I am parked. I'll make that clear. But this window update is from my Honda. So earlier we were talking about how it was a weird day at the office because our water got shut off. And the rumor was there's a big hole down the street that apparently has something to do with it. So I came to find the hole, and I can report I found the hole.
I can see you with the hole. How's the hole?
You know what? It is big, so it was easy to find because they've got it coned off, which I made sure to not get too close because I don't know what's going on here. But I'm kind of sad because it's not very deep.
Really?
Yeah, it's just like they ripped up the road, and it kind of looks like a layered cake. There's a couple layers of concrete that I can see, and then it's just rocks.
And
that's it.
What about the pipe? Is there a pipe? I was imagining a giant pipe with a big fat Band-Aid on it because there was a pipe that bursted with leak, apparently, like a big water break. Where's my pipe with a big Band-Aid on it?
I don't see any pipes. So what? Now I'm starting to wonder if this even has anything to do with anything.
Are you at the wrong hole?
Well, I don't know. Well, is there more holes I don't know about?
Maybe you were at the wrong hole this whole time.
Well, you told me the wrong hole.
Maybe that is the hole, or maybe you went to the wrong hole. I have no idea.
Well, I mean, if I had more time, I'd go searching for other holes, but that's all I have to report on this one.
No pipe, just a hole with, like, broken up concrete.
Broken up concrete, rocks, dirt. That's it. No Band-Aids. I could run back and grab one quick. It's not going to be big enough. Okay.
That's your Taylor window update.
Thanks for sending me on the cold.
We're asking you the question, what if it comes in this flavor, I'll be buying it no matter what the product is. What is that for you? Let us know at 319-200-1029. Because I discovered for me, it is hands down the flavor wedding cake.
Mm, you are like the queen of this.
Oh my God. Wedding cake is the best flavor. Oh my God. It could be wedding cake, but I'll also tag in wedding cake with like birthday cake or even like the confetti or funfetti cake stuff. But wedding cake is superior for me. Recently, International Delight, the coffee creamer, they tag teamed up with Love is Blind, and they just came out with a wedding cake coffee creamer. And I have been harassing you to check the stores with me. Just waiting for this stupid thing to come out so I can get my hands on this stupid coffee creamer. And let me tell you, I got my hands on it this weekend. It's the best thing I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah. The problem with those two flavors is I feel like they're only ever specialty.
I know.
Like, that's not
I know.
Vanilla bean. You're not going to find that all the time.
It's going to be gone here soon.
Weird Love is Blind
I know.
Collaborations.
I'm really nervous that it's going to go away very soon. But yeah, I'll never forget also, I one time found wedding cake flavored cotton candy. That was incredible. Oh my, I could not remember where I found it, but it was definitely like in like a town that I was like visiting one time. I went to like a small shop and they had wedding cake flavored cotton candy. It was so good.
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
With this obsession of yours.
Yeah.
If and when you have a wedding.
We'll hope.
Whatever. I don't think you should have like catering. I think you should just have a wedding cake bar where you have your actual wedding cake, but then you have only things that are flavored wedding cake.
Like everything. That's genius. Are
cotton
you saying?
Candy.
Yeah, you know what? Because I've never known what I wanted my main meal to be.
No meal. Only
no
wedding
meal
cake.
Is just everything is wedding cake flavored. I hope you like it. And if you don't come.
I'm down.
What's that one flavor that you are like so addicted to? And if it comes in whatever, you will buy that product.
No ifs, ands, or buts. It's that good to you.
Mm-hmm. We want to know what that is. 319-200-1029.
I I think you're going to be upset when I tell you what mine is.
Why?
I will buy anything if it comes in orange creamsicle flavor.
Ew!
Oh, it's so good.
I hate that.
I don't know what it is. It's always been, like, I love orange cream, orange vanilla, anything like that is one of my favorites.
That is so disgusting.
And maybe it's one of my favorites, and I, like, will buy any product because it's not super common. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, that you don't find that in a pack of Skittles. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So anytime I come across it, or a couple months ago, Wendy's had an orange creamsicle frosty. I went insane for that. If I see, like, a specific ice cream at the store and it's orange creamsicle, I'm gonna buy it.
What about a soda?
I would try it.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think I would ever, like, buy it on the regular, but I would have to try it. But I think the weirdest thing that I bought that was orange creamsicle that I was really excited about, Tums.
Ew.
They're on my desk.
Are they good?
They're really good. Like, sometimes I get excited that my tummy hurts.
That's disgusting.
They're good.
I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, so we have, like, me and Neighborman have, like, really high protein diets. And so we do, like, protein shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he'll just come home, he's like, babe, I picked a protein powder for us. I'm really excited about it. And he picks, like, some really crappy flavors, okay? And I'm like, you should have talked to me before you picked that flavor. And he picked orange creamsicle. And I'm like, buckaroo, you're on your own for that one, kid. And the buckets are huge, okay? So do you want some protein?
You know what? Sure.
Because he's been on his own for that one for a while because I'm not helping.
Dude,
I can't.
I'll dry scoop it. I don't care. I love that flavor.
If I see wedding cake at the store, I will do whatever I can to get that product in my cart. And if Taylor sees orange creamsicle, same thing.
And I will harass others to look for
orange creamsicle,
the products.
And we've been talking about, if it comes in this flavor, you'll buy that no matter what the product is. And you can still call us, tell us what that is at 319-200-1029.
What about you, Joseph?
I would have to say anything blue raspberry.
Have you bought anything crazy in that flavor?
I bought popcorn one time, like blue raspberry candy popcorn.
Was it actually good?
It was okay.
See, sometimes you get stinged, you know, and it's like, oh man, you ruined blue raspberry for me.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad, but I definitely would stick to regular popcorn.
I can understand that.
You know what he just reminded me of? I actually did think you were going to say Mexican street corn.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? A lot of products mess it up.
I agree with you.
And butcher it real bad.
They don't get it right.
Uh-huh. And then I'll be like, well, you just ruined it for me. Way to go.
Yeah, you're right. I have had a couple that I can think of where I'm like, that, I mean, it was fine. Didn't taste like Mexican street corn, though.
In any sort of way.
No. That was a good one. Sam, what's that flavor for you?
Mint chocolate chip.
Ooh. And what have you bought that's, like, weird with that flavor?
I currently have at my house a mint chocolate chip coffee.
Interesting. That's one flavor. I don't want to hate on you, Sam.
Whoa there.
I don't like it.
What?
It's like toothpaste in my dessert. I don't like that.
It's good.
Not for me. So sorry, but I respect it. Maddie, what's that flavor for you?
Ube.
What?
Ube.
Is that a flavor?
It is. Purple yam, taro.
Interesting. So what have you bought in that flavor?
It comes in a lot of, like, your milk teas. It's really good. Kind of a sweet, but not too sweet.
Okay, you got me there. That sounds good.
Interesting. I have a lot of Googling to do.
I have an opportunity. Well, I got asked an opportunity.
To invest in something? Don't do it.
Bitcoin, you know? No, somebody asked if I would be their wing woman, which I have never, to my knowledge, been a wing woman.
Does this person know you?
Yes.
Just a question.
Yes, we went to college together. We've been just casual friends, check in on each other from time to time.
Yeah.
Here and there. But that's about it. And just randomly Snapchatted me a couple days ago. And I didn't really think much of it because, again, we check in on each other from time to time. And they said, hey, what would you think about being a wing woman? And again, I've never been one, so I don't know what to think of it. I said,
so you said yes.
I said, yeah, I guess, yeah, I would do it. You know, I'm here to always help a friend find love. I'd like to think I know a thing or two.
Okay, so what happens next? Like, they're asking you to go out to the bars and be their wing woman.
That's
or...
what I would like to know. So do I go and do I sit next to them? Like, how does a wing woman work? Do they go to the bar and I just happen to be there, wink, wink. And I'm like, oh my God. Let's pretend their name's Joseph. Oh my God, Joseph, I haven't seen you in forever. It's nice to see you, buddy. Oh my God, who's this? And let's say their name is Natalie. And he goes, this is Natalie. And I'm like, oh my God, Natalie, nice to meet you. Joseph is such a great guy. Oh my God, we went to college together and God got straight A's. And God, the women couldn't get themselves off of him. Okay. You know, like, do I do something like that?
Well, that is like a hype woman to me. A wing woman is somebody that you're going out in the wild with them.
And I got to sit next to him on this date.
No, that's a third wheel.
Oh, good. I don't want to do that.
My interpretation of a wing woman is like, go out together. They don't already have anybody in mind, but they need some help from a friend.
Oh, God, I got to do that?
To, like, catch some wild fish out the sea? I don't know.
Me to do that?
I wouldn't want you to do that.
God, neither would I.
I think you need to send him a message and tell him you retract.
I'm way better at a hype woman and a third wheel, which I am better than doing a wing woman. Oh my God, I didn't even know what I was signing myself up for. Why did I open my stupid mouth?
I think you should ask more questions maybe and then...
Because I am not suited for this at all. I got to go approach people? Are you kidding me?
That's what it sounds like.
No.
You got to send some follow-up questions, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's not getting a date.
Darn it.
I believe you said it last week in Turning with Taylor that it was one of the days last week that it was Quitter's Day?
Last Friday was Quitter's Day for resolutions.
I think it was technically today. In my opinion, when it came to the gym.
Okay.
The vibe was weird. It was different. I'm going to tell you right now. I went to the gym this morning. There was hardly anybody there. There was like four people. All those people that I didn't recognize that have all of a sudden have just shown up.
Yeah.
Gone. It's just people... The normies, us normies were there.
Yeah.
Just four of us. And then I'm going to tell you right now, we all looked like we hated our lives. Like, just the vibe was, I looked at everybody's face and they were all like, like it was the zombie effect of some sort. Like, I don't even think anybody was actually alive there today, to be quite honest with you. I think they were half awake.
It could be people quitting, but I think the real answer is when it's this cold out. People stop going. That's what I've noticed. Yeah. And that's the only thing that gets me to go in the morning. I'm like, okay, look at my phone. Oh, it's 5 degrees outside. That sounds terrible. But nobody else will be there.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to get up and go out, especially in workout clothes in the freezing cold.
No. I think that's the problem. I think if New Year's was not anywhere near this cold, crappy weather, I think a lot of us would hold our New Year's resolutions a little bit.
I agree.
A little bit. Easily. Like, the gym, getting out in the cold, you got to start the car. You got to go in your shorts out there in the cold weather. Like, that's hard, right?
Yeah.
And then if you are doing, like, a diet of some sort, you're like, oh, but I just want soup. I want to eat, like, you know, like that.
Comfort food.
Comfort food. I don't want to eat healthy. Mm-hmm. It's cold outside. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get in the, like, seasonal depression.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat carrots. I want to eat Chick-fil-A.
And pasta.
And pasta. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree. Can we start the new year in like May?
Why don't we do halfway? What would be halfway? So
June?
My birth would be
July.
July, because my birthday's in February. My half birthday's in August. So it'd be July. July 1st. Let's do it again. Do it again, everybody.
Okay.
So stop now. Try again in July. July 1st. Here we go.
You know what? I'm down
but
for
wait,
that.
No, we got 4th of July.
July 5th.
So wait till July 5th. Because, you know, you want to be able to drink and enjoy hot dogs and all that stuff. And the 4th of July. July 5th, here we go.
I'm down. It's decided. That's the new time to make resolutions.
You're all I need, all I need, all I need. Hey.
Here's what's hot
and what's not.
Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like I'm going to expose a secret about the men.
I'm listening.
Guys want better Valentine's Day gifts.
And the men
are applauding?
I don't know. I'd assume so.
Well,
I don't know. I don't speak men.
Right. Well, I saw this survey done by, now it's a company who sells unique Valentine's Day gifts for men. So maybe they're a little biased, but they're called Manly Man Company. And don't laugh. Don't laugh. They did a nationwide survey and they found out that 7 out of 10 men want better Valentine's Day gifts because they feel like, you know, women have a lot of high expectations for Valentine's Day in general, I would say. And they want really sweet, sentimental things. Chocolates, flowers, a
jewelry.
Card, jewelry. And what do guys normally get?
A card.
Card. Maybe candies. I don't know. This isn't for everybody, but they feel like women's gifts are maybe a little bit more meaningful, creative, exciting. So this company has put out some tips and findings from the survey, as well as some product ideas, of course, from their own company.
Oh, so, it was an advertisement for their own company, well, but I'm still willing to hear.
Kind of. It makes you think a little bit, though. Guys want gifts that could ignite romance, same as women.
Really? I don't know if I believe that.
Well, and not just in a dirty way, but thoughtful, sentimental gifts. Apparently, guys are dropping hints, and maybe we're the ones not listening.
Okay.
So listen a little closer to what your guy's pointing at Target or Best Buy.
Uh-huh.
74.7% of Americans believe women get better Valentine's Day gifts, and 50% of women agree with that. So some of their suggestions, and I went ahead and took a little look-see at their website. They suggest things like a beef jerky flower bouquet, bacon bouquets. They have edible greeting cards that are made out of beef jerky. They also have meat hearts, which are like the little conversation heart candies,
uh-huh.
But instead it's made out of meat. So heading into Valentine's Day, maybe keep this in the back of your brain that I guess, you know, guys are into Valentine's Day too, and they want to be treated like a sweet king.
A meat heart?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, again, this is that company promoting their own stuff, but yeah.
Oh, dear God.
Okay. I don't know that that's super sentimental either.
All right, you know what? I'm going to embarrass him, and I'm going to come into his work. No, I'm going to send you. I got to send somebody. Because you know how, like, it's cool to get, you know, here at work, Valentine's Day sent from, like, flowers sent from, like, Hy-Vee or something. I got to find someone to send in meat hearts to his work. Delivery meat hearts for neighbor man. Delivery meat hearts.
Yeah, you gotta be. It's gotta be somebody willing to yell that.
Oh yeah, and I want to make sure it's real stanky too.
Oh.
Meat hearts for delivery for neighbor man. Meat hearts.
Yeah, I think you should get online and order that right away.
It's those girls in the afternoon and
Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's one thing to have a tiff with your significant other. It's another to have one. Well, like you're being filmed and you're like, okay, don't make this too big of a thing.
You get paparazzi'd?
Well, kind of. Here's the thing. Neighbor man was twitching all day. Like he was live streaming him playing video games.
Yeah.
Which is fine, whatever. I didn't care. However, I was a little frustrated yesterday when I came home to work, from home from work, and I walk in the door. And we have a little puppy named Zaw, and he's very much still in the puppy phase where he chews on everything, and, well, everything is his potty, is the best way to put it. I come in, and immediately, he had definitely chewed on something because there was little, like, pieces of it all over the kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but it was destroyed, whatever it was. So I'm like, okay, great. And I get into the living room, and my beautiful rug that I love so much, well, was the bathroom of Zaw.
Yeah.
And what it looked like, honestly, what it looked like is that he may have not went out at all.
Oh, no.
And that maybe neighbor man just twitched all day long and he just like didn't take the dog out. That's what it looked like to me. Now, I didn't get to talk to him, but that's what it looked like. So I'm getting really frustrated. I'm like, is this really all you did today was just twitch and not take the dang dogs out? Are you kidding me right now? So I'm like really, really mad. And he's just twitching. And I'm like, can you get off so I can talk to you about this? But he eventually he like is still twitching and he's like game in and he's talking to his buddies. Right. And gets up and like wants to kiss me. He's like, oh, how you doing all that? You hope you had a good day. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to kiss you right now. I'm like very upset with you. He's like, you want to talk about it? And I'm like, not right now when you get your Twitch going.
On live stream with an audience.
Yeah, because I don't know if I can be nice about it. You know, and that's a whole new level. When you have to be like real calm and collected, because you know there's a camera going. You know what I'm saying? And eventually he got off and I let him know. But he ended up making it clear that he did take the dog out. But again, it's just, it's the a puppy
phase.
You know, that thing, like, that thing has a tank of like a pee. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can't.
I've learned to come up with like a look. It's not a nice look.
Oh.
And you know, I got lots of those.
Yeah,
in
you
my
got tons
back
of looks.
Because my boyfriend Curly does not live stream, but he games with his friends and, you know, talks in the headset and blah, blah, blah. And it's guys that he knows in real life who I have met. So
they also know you.
Correct. So normally
that's different because these people don't know me. You know what
right.
I mean? So I could say something mean and it wouldn't matter.
Right. But normally if I like walk in the room and he's like gaming with the guys, he hits mute on his little like headset. But the last time I had to use the look was when I was building that dresser. I was building it in that room and I was getting mad. I was getting blisters. My freaking forearm really hurt. And he kept turning around me and like, how's it going? How's it going? And eventually I had just had it. So I gave him a look and was like, I don't want to do it anymore.
I don't like that. Are you giving me the look?
That was 50%.
Oh, okay.
And then he knew to turn back to the computer and say, guys, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Okay, you got to teach me that look because you already, the look you gave me, it made me want to be like, the radio will be back in 5 minutes. Because that was terrifying.
You got to practice in the mirror. Another dresser is going to be delivered to my house. And who is going to build it? Well, that's up for discussion right now, actually. Because I got to talk through this, okay? So, what was it? Last week? 2 weeks ago? Recently is what I'll say. I had ordered a dresser for my boyfriend, Curly, to use in his room / gaming room, whatever. We're trying to make this room presentable. And
it's where he games, but he also has like extra clothes in there because you probably take up the whole closet.
Yes, I cannot share the closet in our room. So that's okay. Where he keeps
his
things.
That's the vibe.
So turns out the dresser that came didn't match the one that I ordered a year ago. It's slightly different. So they don't like line up perfectly, which, you know me, that makes me crazy. So his brother's actually going to take the one that we've had for like a year. And I ordered a second one so we have matching.
Nice.
I was very cranky when I built this last one. It was a lot of screw driving. I had, and you know what? I still do have a whole blister on my finger.
Oh, my God.
My hand, the palm of my hand was hurting for days. My forearm was massive. The most gains I've gotten in the last year. I was horrible when I was building this thing. I had a terrible attitude. So when my boyfriend Curly was like, can you order another one? I was like, I don't know if I can do this again. Because I was really mean to him last time. So last night he's like, hey, like has the dresser shipped? Like, do you have any idea when it's going to show up? And I looked and it's looking like this weekend. I am going out of town this weekend for a girls weekend, which
nice.
Means he is going to have that thing to himself. And he's like, well, you're going to leave and I'm going to have to build it. And I was like, you know what? That's actually a good question.
You're darn tuned, right? You will.
You think I should make him build it?
And my only question is, what benefit to anyone is it to him to not make him do it?
Well, my slight concern, my little tiny concern is I'm the handyman in the relationship, okay? I'm the builder, respectfully. I'm better at it. So I'm scared if I leave it to him, I'm going to come home to a broken drawer or a drawer on backwards or an upside down drawer.
Or honestly, he just put a hole into it.
See, and when he helped me
put
my...
Yeah, but why do you got to be tortured again?
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's where he's like going to be impatient because I'm going to be gone all weekend. And I told him I'm not going to come home late Sunday from my girls' weekend and be like, yes, I'm putting this dresser together right now. If I'm doing it, it's going to wait until my terms.
Can you, is there any negotiation out of this? Does he even want to build it?
I mean, he like halfway acted like he was going to, but I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if I came home and it wasn't.
Can you talk him into something? Like, could you be like, okay, fine, I'll build it. But you're buying me a massage or you're buying me.
I've got it.
What?
I've been begging him to take me to Red Lobster.
Then you're getting a Red Lobster date, honey. That's what you get. Because you're going to get blisters. You deserve this. And you know what? You ask for those extra Cheddar Bay biscuits. And you get the most expensive meal on the menu.
I want crab legs. And if I got blisters on my hand, he's going to crack those crab legs.
Get the most. Get the most. How many do they offer?
I don't know.
Get 22. I don't know. Pounds. Is that an option?
I want several pounds and I want them fed to me.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Not only is it a Monday, but it's also a big day. It is.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vo-vo-vo-dee-o.
It's National Rubber Ducky Day.
Bet you didn't know that waking up this morning.
Bet you didn't.
Now you do.
It's National Rubber Ducky Day, and the trivia question tonight. A woman broke the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of rubber duckies. How many did she have in her collection?
Do you think she's a Jeep driver?
Good question. That's a really good question.
No answer, though. Okay, got it. Anyways.
I'll ask her.
Cool. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It'd be disappointing if she wasn't.
Well, you would think. Uh-huh. I mean, that'd be an easy way to gather a bunch of ducks.
100%.
Who knows?
A woman broke the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of rubber duckies. How many did she have in her collection?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
It's National Rubber Ducky Day. Congrats, Jeep lovers.
Yeah.
Jeep owners.
It should also be National Jeep Day.
You would think those two would go hand in hand.
They should.
Does that mean you get two today?
Well, now you're just making stuff up. I don't know.
I've just been getting right.
I have no idea.
Well, in honor of National Rubber Ducky Day, the question tonight, a woman broke the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of rubber duckies. How many did she have in her collection?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, Rick said 3,500 rubber duckies. That's a lot.
That's reasonable.
That's a lot.
They're tiny.
I mean, I can imagine, I guess, if you really wanted to, you could probably like bulk order rubber ducks in like lots of 100, maybe even 1,000. But then they're not unique. I wonder if all of hers are different. I have no idea.
They gotta be.
Well, I feel like for a collection.
I feel like the Guinness World Record would be like, nah, they gotta be unique.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess like, I don't know.
This one's wearing a tutu and that one is also a dog. I don't know.
I don't know. 9823 said 400,000.
That's insane.
That'd be sick. What do you do with that?
How many bathtubs would that fill?
That's what I'm saying. I would hope you'd bathe with them.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
How many? This person's got to live in like a mansion and have like 6 bathrooms, right? And every bathroom has rubber duckies in them.
Of course, of course. Michael said 12,000. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of anything is pretty crazy.
You think this person also has a Jeep?
That's what I said.
Yeah. And then just like gives them out? Or do you think just like...
has collected them.
They were like, no, I don't ever give rubber duckies out. I got to keep collecting. No getting rid of.
Maybe.
Because I can't get rid of my stock. My stock is very important.
I wonder how long it would take.
Or do you think this is the, do you think this person is the CEO of Rubber Ducky? Like, I don't know who the, you know, who's the company of Rubber Duckies?
I don't know.
Rubber Duckies Incorporated?
I don't know.
Do you think this is the,
I don't know. I have no idea.
I have hard-hitting questions and you are not hitting them.
Who invented the Rubber Ducky?
Well, look that up.
Okay.
I bet you their name is Rubber.
Give me a little bit of time. Yeah.
Last name Ducky.
I don't think so.
I'd like to think. Tonight's trivia question. A woman broke the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of rubber duckies. How many did she have in her collection?
Sorry,
You're supposed to text.
I know, but I'm reading so many facts. I'll tell you in the answer, okay? You can text in your guess to 319-200-1029. We'll have the answer and some really interesting facts that I just found coming up in like 3 minutes.
I swear to God, if their name is not Rubber Ducky,
no.
I'm going to be so mad.
Yeah, well, spoiler alert, it's not.
Ah!
But I do have something crazy I'll have to tell
okay.
you.
Okay, okay. Less than 3 minutes away on Z102.9. National Rubber Ducky Day is on January 13th. Keep that on your calendar moving forward, please and thank you.
That's today.
Yes, it is. Tonight's trivia question for National Rubber Ducky Day. A woman broke the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of rubber duckies. How many did she have in her collection? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
In April 2011, she had 5,631 rubber duckies. Her name is Charlotte Lee. She started collecting in 1996. Now, I found an article back in 2021 that said that she now has 9,000. I stalked her because I really wanted to give you the most updated number. And I found her on Instagram. And I DM'd her earlier today to see if I could get even more of an updated number for you, because, you know, I want to give you some hard-hitting facts and let's get quizzical. She has not messaged me back because maybe it was creepy, but
it was
sorry.
Creepy. Yeah.
I'll let you know if I ever hear anything back. But last we know is 9,000. But I will tell you, there's pictures of it on the internet. She has cases of it in a room, walls full of rubber duckies from big, like you know, like teddy bear size to like really small.
That's crazy.
And it was funny you mentioned in a like in a tub, because there's pictures of her like just sitting in a laying in a tub and she's surrounded by
rubber duckies. That's pretty cool.
But she said she had just a couple, like 13 of them, because friends had given it to her. And then she said, you know what? I think this is going to be a thing. So she started the collection process. So that's the history of Charlotte Lee, who has the Guinness World Record of the most rubber duckies. So what do you know?
What I know, since you didn't get the information you wanted, I can tell you who invented them. You're going to be disappointed. That's not my cool fact. Some guy, he's a sculptor named Peter Gannon.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't like the name. That's not a cool name.
It was, they can be traced back to the late 1800s.
Really?
And they were invented with the intention of being chew toys for children. Chew toys for children.
So am I supposed to chew on it?
Well, I would assume that's maybe like little kids who are teething, maybe. Or, I don't know, the same kids that like to chew on Polly Pocket clothes. I don't know.
Which we all did at one point.
I mean, I don't know.
That's it?
What? What do you mean?
That's your fun facts?
Oh, well, you know that song you were playing? Hit it.
The Rubber Ducky song?
Yeah.
Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber Ducky.
What do you got?
Came out in 1970. Can you believe that song reached number 16 on the Billboard chart?
It did not.
Yes, it
a
did.
Rubber Ducky song did.
Don't dog on Ernie like that. It was a hit, clearly.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.